Good morning, everyone. News Talk 1230 KFJB 31. Our temperature, it's 834. It's time for another Experience Marshalltown show. Val Ruff in the house, as they say.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's a gorgeous day out there, and it is sunny.
It is.
I heard you talking earlier.
Did you hear
me
talking about the whole sunrise thing?
I did.
It was dark when I went outside. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's going on? Apparently, I have no idea when the sun actually comes up.
Exactly.
That's what's really sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have, I interviewed Amy Osi, this morning, and we were talking about the Addams Family, and I'm guessing that's why she's here today.
She is.
Yeah.
Amy is with us. Grant Gale is with us. I've got two of the cast that have the leads with us, so we are going to have a great time this morning. So just let me kind of run through. I always invite Amy to come and visit with us on Experience Marshalltown to talk about the high school fall musical. It's always a great time to bring the high school in and visit with her. So Amy is the MHS music director. She's a choral director. She's brought Grant Gale with her. Grant is the director for the musical and takes care of all the IT needs for the district. And we have Cassie Wilkins, who is a senior and is playing Wednesday.
Hi.
And we have Eli Thiessen, and he's a sophomore, and he is playing Gomez Adams. So we want to welcome everybody in. I'm super excited to have you here.
Thank you.
So Let's just, I'm going to let you guys just kind of take it away. It's kind of your show. So the MHS, or Marshalltown High School Drama Department, is presenting
The Addams Family.
Yeah.
If you've seen them in the original TV series or the movies that came out in the early 90s, you know they're a kooky but fun bunch. And we have a wonderful cast that is just as kooky and wonderful.
That sounds exciting. So, Amy, tell us how many kiddos you got you're working with. This is kind of a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal. We have 10 lead cast members and about 23 to 25 ensemble members. And then when we add in our crew members and our pit orchestra, we're really about 50 high school students that are involved in this production.
So every day at practice, you have that many people running around and moving sets. And
we're getting closer to it, yes.
Yes.
We haven't had our full crew there just yet. They're starting to work into the production. But, we've added the pit orchestra this week, and it's crazy.
So if the listeners want to share the date of the play or the musical, I'm sorry.
Yes, we will be performing the musical on November 9th and 10th. At 7 o'clock in the Marshalltown High School Auditorium. Tickets are $5.
Very affordable.
Yes.
Bring your family and friends and come out and see it. So let's just start with Cassie. So Cassie, you're a senior this year and you're playing Wednesday. And sounds like you kind of have a musical background and you're doing lots of fun things. So tell us a little bit about the fun part of playing Wednesday.
Well, obviously, her character is super fun and, like, sassy, and I just get to, like, embody that, which is different from my normal, like, day-to-day type of personality.
Yeah, that's exciting. How about you, Eli? Eli Thiessen, he's a sophomore stepping up with all those upperclassmen, and he's playing Gomez. Tell us what you love about Gomez.
The role's really fun. Gomez is actually a lot like myself, but he's of Spanish descent. So I have to adopt this Spanish accent, and that's really fun most of the time.
And you're very good at it. Very nice.
I try.
Oh, my. Too much fun. This is what happens when you get everybody in the studio. So tell me about, what's a typical day when you're putting on a musical? I mean, how do you start getting prepared and getting the kids ready and doing their roles and developing their accents and...
We start out with just kind of a basic script read to kind of get some ideas, but during the rehearsal process, I schedule all the kids for some one-on-one character development, or I should say all of the leads, and so we really dig into the depth and the motivations of their character, why they think this, what they feel about it, and so really kind of get them to think not just about what my lines say, but what the feeling behind my lines are.
And did you get to watch it? Have you watched, watching the actual Addams Family filming or films or?
We haven't as a group. I've been going over the movies and the TV series to kind of pick out some ideas, and I'm sure the kids think I'm crazy because I'll, hey, do this. And they're like, what? Why? And then sometimes they go, oh, I get it. And that's always a good moment when they see that I'm not as crazy as I seem.
Yeah. For us that are older and grew up with the Addams Family, you know, every day after school, we would flip it on and watch them. And so, yeah. So they're kind of learning about who they're acting or portraying out there.
Exactly.
So anything else that you students that you want to share about your role or your cast member that you're playing, your lead?
Well, we have a lot of really talented and amazing leads and ensemble members. A lot of our ensemble is super committed and they have this great energy, and our leads are so talented. We have like great choreography. We have the great like pit orchestra. I couldn't ask for like better people
great.
To work with.
That's I would have to agree with that. Casting this show was amazingly tough because there were just so many good options to pick from. We could have cast a completely different cast and still have had an equally of great show.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. You know, that's nice to know we have all this awesome talent at the high school. All right, well, that wraps up our first segment, and we'll be right back to talk more about the MHS musical. The month of November is packed with events in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. November 17th brings us the annual Holiday Stroll and Festival of Trees. This year's festival will be on Main Street in downtown Marshalltown. November 23rd and 24th, it's the 5th annual Thanksgiving Weekend Bluegrass Festival at the Best Western Regency Inn. November 29th, Irish Christmas in America comes to the First Baptist Church. Find out more about these and other events on our calendar at marshalltown.org.
Get $600 off the latest smartphones when you switch to U.S. Cellular. No trade-in required. Just because you're switching doesn't mean your wallet has to take a beating, nor should you have to bob and weave your way through bad deals. Roll! Jab! Ha! Right hook! Ha! Don't miss this knockout deal. Switch and save $600 on your next smartphone. No trade-in required.
Prices vary. Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line porting, credit approval, device protection plus required. Qualified smartphone purchase on a 30-month 0% APR RIC and comes via a $20 monthly bill credit. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
CentralIowaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Right now, Marshall County is in desperate need of more families to care for children in foster care. In 2017, there were 74 children in need of a home and only 26 foster families. Many of those children were then placed in homes outside of Marshall County. Would you like to learn more? Come to the free orientation class on Sunday, November 4th at the Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown from noon to 1:30 p.m. To get registered or to learn more, please visit www.fouroaks.org or call 844-380-2484.
About the Addams Family, News Talk 1230 KFJB Experience Marshalltown with Val Ruff.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown, we're talking about the Marshalltown High School musical, The Addams Family, and I have Amy Osee, Grant Gale, Cassie Wilkins, and Eli Thiessen, and we're all in the studio today, this morning, and we're talking about the musical. So Amy, one of the things that we talked about at the break was, you know, there, you've got over 50 kids that come from all walks of life. They're all busy. They've all got crazy schedules. They're all in multiple activities at school. How do you balance all of that as, you know, as the director?
As the director, we start by kind of looking at what each of the kids are involved in, especially when we started the process, it was about the leads and figuring out how can we get them to as many rehearsals as possible and still allow them to be involved in their activities. And sometimes that's a lot easier to do than other times. Are the two cast members we have with us today, Cassie and Eli, are incredibly busy. They have lots of other things going on in their lives. And so it involves the students being very organized. Sometimes it means we have to get involved and literally write down, here is where you're going to be at this time, and this is where you go next, so that they can help figure out how to organize their life mm-hmm. when they're so busy.
I am always amazed at everything that kiddos are doing today. All of the things that they juggle, and then they throw in a job in there, and then everything else that you do, and studies. And so, Eli and Cassie, is there anything that you want to add? I know that you're super busy. I mean, how do you juggle it all? Well, obviously, you're here in the studio with us early in the morning, right? So you took time to get up a little earlier. And
Well, sometimes you don't, and you just kind of do everything and hope that it works out.
Yeah, I could relate to that.
Yeah, I got a job this year, and I've had to like figure out how to fit in musical. So I've had to like adjust my work schedule to fit like musical, and then also like studying. And it's been a bit of a struggle, but I'd say it's turned out for the better.
Well, worth it. So you're the lead role, but you're also leaders, because leaders can do that.
Yeah,
you know, leaders can juggle a lot of stuff. That'll be something that'll be a great skill for you to have when you're off. Going to college.
Yeah.
It doesn't get easier when you get older.
Yeah, and when you start adulting.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be great at that.
Thank you.
Yep, it definitely, communication is the key, and that was one thing that we've just worked with the kids. If you're going to be gone for whatever reason, just let us know, and we will do our best to work around it. We can plan if we have some notice, and for the most part, they've been terrific at it.
That's awesome, because we were talking that you actually started September 17th, and you just started kind of dabbling, and then, you know, next weekend.
Where did the time go?
I know, it's going to be full costume and running the full deal next Friday. Right. So I understand Thursday you got a little dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So that's like in 7 days.
That's nuts.
I'm just going to remind you. You guys are going to do so good. I can't wait.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but there is something really special about seeing the whole show come together.
Yeah.
And it feels like it comes together the most in this like last week before the show.
We had a great opportunity a couple of weeks ago through Arts and Children Together. My fourth hour show choir students went out and performed in each of the elementaries in the district. And as part of that, we showcased one song from the show and did a little song and dance routine and kind of got the energies going. And I think that will help draw some people in. But we also, in doing that, kind of opened the door for our invitation for next Thursday. We have some elementary students that will be able to come and join us and be our audience for the dress rehearsal on Thursday afternoon.
What a great opportunity for them, and what a great way to go out and kind of plug. And so let's talk a little bit about the actual Addams Family themselves. I mean, you're playing Wednesday, and let's talk a little bit about kind of what your role is going to be and the message that you're trying to portray.
Sure. Well, in this musical, it's not like any of the other like movies from the Addams Family or any like TV series. It's an original story about Wednesday Addams falling in love with a normal boy, and the musical kind of plays off of the idea of what normal really is, and we come to realize that normal, it doesn't really exist, it's just whatever you think it is. And the family has a lot of really good values that you don't necessarily think of, but through the musical, Wednesday learns that it's okay to be a little weird and kooky and crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome. How about you as Gomez?
Well, I am the father of Wednesday Addams. I don't want to like give away the story, but Wednesday has fallen in love with a normal boy and then asks me to keep it a secret. So then I'm torn, I'm trapped, because I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to keep it from my wife or hold true to the secret that my daughter's asked me to keep, and I'm just kind of struggling with that. And then it's a lot of intention and story happens.
Yeah. Colin Jensen plays my love interest, and he's he's doing a great job. I just wanted to plug him.
Yes. Do you want to plug any other leads? Should we throw some names out there?
Absolutely. Playing Morticia Addams, we have Jenya Hernandez, who is a senior, and we have as Fester, Uncle Fester, is Matthew Walden, another senior. Our other family members, we've got Grandma. I think she's really Gomez's mother, but there seems to be some discrepancy within the storyline about who she really belongs to, but Phoebe Osgood, another senior, is playing that role and is
graduating.
Phenomenal on stage. She just is such a great character actress. And we have a sophomore student who's playing the role of Pugsley Adams. Alex Stansberry is covering that role. And Lurch. How could I forget our great big tall Lurch?
We actually have a tall Lurch.
We do have a very tall Lurch.
Coming in at 6'7", Trace Markle.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Trace is new to Marshalltown High School this year for us, came in from an outside district and has done a really great job in that role. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, what a great way to embrace him is throw him right into a musical right? And then he'll get to know everybody. He'll get to know 50 people right away.
Yeah, exactly. It was not hard. I'm pretty sure immediately when we found out what we were doing, like he knew what his role was going to be before audition happened.
Tallest kid in the school. And then, of course, we have the parents of the love interest, and those Alice Beinecke and Mal Beinecke are being played by Alice is being played by Olivia Adams-Molik, and Mal is being played by Lexi Perez.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you for sharing all that. That's exciting. And we'll be right back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. The month of November is packed with events in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. November 17th brings us the annual Holiday Stroll and Festival of Trees. This year's festival will be on Main Street in downtown Marshalltown. November 23rd and 24th, it's the 5th annual Thanksgiving Weekend Bluegrass Festival at the Best Western Regency Inn. November 29th, Irish Christmas in America comes to the First Baptist Church. Find out more about these and other events on our calendar at marshalltown.org.
A 5-year-old brutalized. Law enforcement officers gunned down. These are the victims of illegal immigration. American lives destroyed by our broken immigration laws. But President Trump is fighting back. And conservative Congressman Kevin McCarthy is leading the fight. Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act fully funds President Trump's border wall, expands Kate's Law to penalize criminal illegal immigrants, and ensures only American citizens have the right to vote. That's the tough conservative solution America deserves and the leadership President Trump needs. That's conservative Congressman Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act. So help President Trump. Visit timeforthewall.com. And tell Congress to pass Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act now. Paid for by State Tea Party Express.
Marshalltown Community Theater presents Evil Dead, the R-rated musical at the Martha Ellen Tye Playhouse. 6 shows, call the babysitter, and come see what happens when 5 young people break into an abandoned cabin in the woods. Admission is $15 and $10 for students, October 26th through the 28th, and November 2nd through the 4th. Friday and Saturday nights, curtain is at 7:30, and Sundays at 2 p.m. at the Martha Ellen Tye Playhouse. It's Evil Dead, the R-rated musical.
Welcome back. It's our final segment with Val Ruff, and we're talking about the Addams Family musical.
We are. We have the studio is full of folks today. I've got Amy Osi, the musical director and the choral director at the high school. I got Grant Gale, and he's directing the musical. And Grant, you're not new to the theater world by any means.
No, I've been involved in theater since early on and heavily involved at the community theater as well.
So. Yes, and the Orpheum there when there was lots of good stuff going on there. And then we've got Cassie Wilkins, she's the senior, playing Wednesday. And Eli Thiessen, who's a sophomore, and he's playing Gomez Adams. So all in the house today, and we are talking about the musical. You know, we did share that you got 10 leads, 23 cast members, but with the Pitt Orchestra, you've got 50 kiddos that you're all trying to herd. And so what do you find, Grant, is the biggest challenge for you?
I have trouble keeping myself organized. And so now I'm responsible for trying to help keep everyone organized. So
that's a big jump.
Yeah, I feel like a chicken running around most of the time.
Yeah.
We're lucky, though. With Grant, we've got all of the technical background for set building and lights and sound that he's bringing to us also in this role as a director. So it's been fun to work with somebody who has that angle of theater experience.
You bet.
That's not my bag.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you got to have everybody to make it all work, right?
It definitely takes a village. We've had students coming in on weekends for set construction, painting, and that's been a lot of fun. sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge. I have a picture, an image in my head of what I need it to be, and I don't always do the best job of communicating that. So fortunately, they're great at asking questions if they're like, I don't get what you're telling me.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So
good. So you're giving those students an opportunity to try something that they may want to pursue in their future. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We're teaching practical skills just as well as some onstage fun skills. Painting set is just like painting your house, and some of these kids have never picked up a paintbrush or roller before. So
awesome. So let's talk about the set. What's it? I mean, is it going to be a big set or is it interchanging? How many times?
It is a large set. We have the Adams Family Mansion that stays static and doesn't move, thankfully, because that would be a monster to move. And then we have a couple smaller pieces that roll in and roll off. And
awesome. So. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to bring my granddaughter.
We do have a torture chair that is a feature spot in a scene. So we've got some fun extra bits of set pieces.
Yeah. Yes. So if you're just tuning in, I would really encourage you to come out and support this. I know we've got plenty of seats. There's going to be plenty of tickets. $5 a piece. What a great, either go have dinner and come to the play or go to the musical and then go out for dinner and grab some friends and come and enjoy this opportunity to see the kids.
It's a fun show. And, you know, like Cassie said earlier, I think what people don't always think about when they think of kooky and weird when they think of the Addams Family, and this story kind of hits on a lot of other. There are some really emotionally beautiful songs. Gomez sings a really beautiful song, Happy Sad, mm-hmm. about the feelings of being a dad who is getting ready to maybe marry off a daughter and what that, the joy, but also mm-hmm. the sadness that goes with that. So you get that aspect, and you also see into their life where, you know, Morticia sings a song about secrets and how between she and Gomez there have never been secrets. And I think that's unique. I think not a lot of marriages can always claim that. So they really do have a great moral standard.
Okay. So anything else that you want to add as we kind of start to wrap up the show? Anything that you, Eli, or Cassie want to share quick before we wrap up?
Sure. We're really excited to show off this this wonderful musical, and we hope that you come out and support our drama and music department.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything, Gomez, you want to offer in your accent?
In my accent? Please come to the show. It's a very fun production. We've put a lot of work into it, and if you don't come, we will be very sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
Be sure to tell your friends, because word of mouth is
very... Word of mouth is very important.
Yes, word of mouth. Come on. Everybody's good. Let's go pack the auditorium. So I want to take a couple quick minutes to share what's going on in the community. Starting tonight, there's freezer meals that's going to take place at the college. There's an annual quilt event that's taking place out at the Unity Point Medical Plaza. We moved to Friday. We've got a lot of folks coming into the community with the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union State Swim and Dive Championships. So we're going to see a lot of extra girls and family members running around in the community, which we want to roll out our red carpet for them and make sure they have a great time where they're here. Friday is also Accents on Entertainment. That's at 6 p.m. on Friday. That's the Garden Club. And if you need tickets for that, you can... Oh, that's actually Friday and Saturday. So if you need tickets for that, you can get more information on the community calendar. Friday, there's our beer tasting course that's taking place at the college. And then at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday is Evil Dead the Musical, and that's the Marshalltown Community Theater. So we got a couple musicals going on this fall, opportunities to see some great entertainment from our local folks. Saturday, we move at 2 p.m. is the Quilts of Valor that's taking place, where the Central Iowa Quilt Society makes these beautiful quilts and donates them to our veterans. The Harvest Ball is taking place at St. Francis, and that's a fundraiser for them on Saturday. Saturday at 7 p.m. is Crystal City. That takes place out at the college at the DeJardin Hall. Then we move to Sunday, and they have their last final production of Evil Dead at the 2 p.m. matinee. So if you want any more information on this, you can log on to www.marshalltown.org and click on the events tab for more details. Thanks for tuning in.
When people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
unique. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on.
Iowa doesn't need another career politician. Mark Smith advocated to make Marshalltown a sanctuary city. And